This is important, you all know what I'm talking about. 389 Q. Do normal civilians in the Galactic Federation of Worlds own their own spaceships? If yes, then can children own their own spaceship? No children. I mean, having a being in a spaceship is a quite of a responsibility, you know. It's very dangerous. You can kill yourself, you can kill others, crush it. It's very difficult to drive and you need mental maturity to not to navigate a spaceship. I will tell this in details later. But you need to have a full control on your mind and your thoughts, which children haven't yet. They need to learn how to control, how the total control of their minds and thoughts. And this is training, hard training. That's why pilots are elected. I mean, you know, so not everyone can own a spaceship. Usually spaceships belong to the Federation. Civilians, you have corporations or merchants who own spaceships or fleets of species. Yes, of course you can own your own spaceship, but not in the Federation. If you're part of the Federation, you all the spaceships are put in common. They're owned by the Federation and you can use one whenever you have the authorization and the clearance to pilot it. So we'll get to talk about that. Q. Have you heard from Anax lately? Oh, I hear from Anax nearly every day. Anax is fantastic. Anax is very busy as everyone is. He was involved in the Jupiter meetings. He hasn't told me about it, but he was involved in them as a counselor. He's part of the Council of Five, so he was involved in there. That's why, because it's top secret. I'm allowed to know only what is allowed to be revealed. I have the connection. He says hi every day and energy hug love hug, and just he's checking on me all the time. Q. I always wanted to know why there are gold-colored and silver flying saucers. Or are they only silver? You have different colors regarding to the components involved in the skin of the ship. And the skin is very particular and it's actually monoatomic gold comes in the making of it. So maybe it gives this gold colors. Yeah, there are different colors, either silver or either clear gold. Gold is more air. It's usually metally gray. Q. What about the children being rescued? You know the Galactic Federation of Worlds could have ended this war in 1 hour, of course. They didn't, it's taking years. Why that? First, because of the work that needs to be done in the human psyche to awaken. That's part of the thing. But there are hostages, prisoners, slaves, hybrids everywhere in every facility and even Earth civilians. The military working with them. It's against the ethics of the Federation to have casualties in a war. They are working hard at first securing the place, that all the hostages are evacuated. That takes a lot of logistics and efforts. If they start to attack first, which would be what the Earth military would owe, there would be casualties. It's different ways of working. I know they work together in the Earth Alliance, that's what the Alliance is to do that together, so I don't know in the details. So children of course are still being rescued. And it's not over. These children are brought on in facilities, either on Earth in military places where they are healed, or upstairs in orbit. There's a mothership of the Federation, where Myra works by the way, which welcome all these children and also the hybrids. All the hybrids creatures, because you need to know as well that in these labs in the dams, there is a large-scale manufacture of hybrids between anything. And these poor creatures need to be saved. 390, also. Their lives, they are some of them, many of them have consciousness, even if they don't. The yeah living creatures. They need to be saved as well and given a chance. So the human children are brought back to Earth. They are giving back to structures on Earth who can find their families. If not, they put in orphanages or I don't know. Now the hybrids cannot go to Earth because they need special care and the Earth is not ready for that, honestly. We are not ready to socially, mentally accept these beings among us. You're not ready, believe me. Maybe all of you who listen, oh, I would adopt a hybrid. Of course, and I would too. I would adopt 10. But the thing is, what are their chance of being happy here? You know, you want to do good action. Will they be happy? They'll be bullied at school, they'll be people will be scared and point them with finger. And they will look at them like a circus animals. You know that's the mentalities general on Earth. Not everyone of course, but they want these hybrids to be welcome in societies who will properly welcome them as part of them. So these beings are sent to other star systems, to other places part of the Galactic Federation of worlds where structures exist. Medically they need follow-up as well, which we haven't. So the Centaurian systems are a great place for that. There are other places but I know about Alpha Centauri's, Celo and Meton, Celo especially. It's a big hub to welcome them, there's a big structure there to welcome all these children, these hybrids, not only young of any ages. 391. On Jupiter there is a facility that is shared between the Ashtar Galactic Command and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. There is also Ganymede, there is a facility, an outpost of the Council of Five. So the Ashtar Command has built this structure, which is a floating city in the atmosphere of Jupiter. It's huge. It has many ramifications. It's a mothership, but it's like hundreds of miles. It's absolutely huge. It's a city. It's nearly a country or state. This is an outpost built by the Ashtar Galactic Command people, because the galactic version of old asked they help to come in the war. So they made their outpost in Jupiter. But this outpost is so good, so well done, so secured. I mean the security level there, oh my god. I've been there once, I was eager to leave, believe it or not. Why? Because of the security methods. You are probed, mind probed all the time. Your mind is totally, constantly under probing, they listen to your thoughts. And they try to locate the difference in frequencies and energy fields of people, electromagnetic fields of people created by thoughts, to just locate when somebody is stressed or scared or angry, and they intervene. It was so uncomfortable. I don't want to go back there. It's really really annoying. That's a picture inside. It's huge and you have big, big bay windows, where you can see Jupiter. Well, you see only clouds, and it's very dark outside, the sunlight doesn't go through, it's very dark outside. So the clouds are lit up by the city. So it's very strange atmosphere. Very strange. And it's clouds, the winds are like horrendous outside. So the clouds are moving all the time. It gives you a little bit of nauseous, vertigo because when you're inside, you focus on the buildings and which are of course static and stable, but then by the corner of your eye in your vision you see movement, clouds moving. And there's like wow, after a moment it's like oh you need to ground and difficult to ground when you know you're floating. 392. The guy you'll see on it, is Saladin. A pilot, a friend of mine. It's in a bar, so that's a bar, yes they have that, anti-gravity tables and chairs and plasma orbs. Plasma orbs are the luminaries. Thrace lights floating and it's moving, it's like bubbles. You can just push them and it's like helium. They are just floating there and you can just boom and you float a little bit farther. Q. How do they operate? They are plasma, super highly heated gas, and this creates anti-gravity. When it's superheated and spinning I don't know how they do that, but it's superheated and spinning so fast and it creates energy and anti-gravity and that's creates ionization around them and it creates it. It's not very bright but it glows, it's ionization around and it smells like when you're close to one. You can touch them, you can push them, it's fine, it's just tickling in. It's cold, it's funny because it's very heated, but when you touch them it has no temperature. I don't know why. And it smells like ozone, like the ocean abit. Q. Are there multiple levels? Oh my god, yes. There are many, many levels. The astroports are down in the lower levels. So when you arrive with the ship you enter port halls that will drive you to landing base and you'll have to. 393. Climb and climb. There are automatic stairs and you don't walk in there. You walk well in the place they've shown you, of course you walk. But to go from one place to another to a district to another, there's no flying cars like other places. No, no. its platforms. You step on the platform and the platform there are racks. You need to hold or in front of you in the front and on the sides and it's anti-gravity and it will float you to wherever you want to go. It can go very fast. First time I was surprised. I haven't been warned by the lads and they had a bit of laugh. There was a question, so funny questions, because I showed a bar. They do not drink alcohol, it's toxic for them, it burns them and it lowers the vibration. Many of these beings are of a higher frequency and alcohol is a frequency lowering, so it really burns them and they can't drink. Alcohol makes them really sick. If they want to have a little bit of a buzz, they don't smoke either any substances, but if they want cause that also lowers frequency. If they want to have a little buzz, they're going to drink and if I tasted them quite strong, ionized liquids with artificial flavors and colors. I don't know how they make that. It's fresh, very bubbly, but so bubbly that it just goes right to your brain, and you have like brain freeze. That's what they drink when they want to have a little bit of a buzz. Spaceships. When it comes to a spaceship functioning, you have three main systems to consider: the core power, the propulsion technology, and the navigation system, and to this we can add the different routes options to travel from point to another. So you have soft core power. The core will be like the fuel. The core power, that's like the fuel carburetor. The propulsion system, it's the engine, that will be feeding on the fuel and will be able to take the ship from point A to point B. And then finally you have the navigation, the pilot, which will drive the ship. The brain of the ship, the mind. So these 3 points plus then the ways of getting from A to B. Power core. Let's talk about first the core power. That depends also on the technology. It can be either vril free energy, the energy from the void, etheric energy or antimatter system. So the vril, it is stored, it's the energy which is stored, the energy from the void. Present everywhere. It is stored in the center of the ship, either in plasma or crystals. Plasma container, it's cylinder, so vril, it's the inexhaustible universal force binding the universe together. It's available in the void of space and throughout all the cosmos. How to harvest it? Well, by technologies or consciousness. You can also harvest vril by consciousness and then you store it in specific crystals or minerals or in a tank. But the minerals are found, some of the minerals you can find them on Earth and they can be mined also in our star system, such as monoatomic gold, tritium and many more. So then as fuel, core power, also you have the etheric energy core. These techniques works for only some specific higher density crafts, like such as the O or I, all manu cores and I for instance. That's how Anax powers his ship. It's usually the spherical ships that are powered by etheric energy core. Although not all higher density ships use this type of power engine. The etheric energy core, 394, use the personal auric field of a being, connected to the ship's propulsion system. In that case the craft is navigated by consciousness. And then you have the antimatter core. And that is something that is not using any carburant but it is using some special metals. But it is more done by technology. So monoatomic gold also is often required in this process. The antimatter, which can use as well other elements, rare elements. It's very powerful propulsion core, but the thing is, it has tendency to be unstable. Antimatter, it's very difficult, can be dangerous. The container must be like a super secured, it needs to be contained in an extremely powerful electromagnetic field. That's only the way you contain antimatter, by a powerful electromagnetic field. Q, can the ship's consciousness be altered? Does each ship travel with a mechanic? Yes, is each ship, whatever the navigation system or the propulsion system, has a team of mechanics, which are qualified in all the different technologies and are ready to withstand all the potential problems. Thus the consciousness of the ship can be altered, of course, yes it can. But that is rare and never heard that happened, but I know it's possible. Q, do the ships use mercury? Yes. Red mercury I don't know, but they use mercury. So I tell you how they use mercury. When they use the double torsion field propulsion system, which is two toroids filled with mercury put in such a high temperature and pressure, that it creates an electromagnetic field. It creates anti-gravity. And the two crossed together, two fields cross square angle to each other, it creates a propulsion, an electromagnet and anti-gravity propulsion, and it's very powerful. They can use mercury in the skirt of the ship in the metal. Some ships have mercury in the composition of the outside skirts, but mercury is more used for propulsion systems, very heated and put under tremendous pressure. 395. This is Thorhan's mothership, that's the station. Now the propulsion engine. The core is the fuel. And now the propulsion is the engine. The actual techniques how the ship moves. Now we're talking only about the engine. So, it's a technology that transmutes the power core energy into movement and celerity. You have different ways, you have anti-gravity torsion fields, that's exactly what we were talking about, what Casper was asking. The anti-gravity torsion field, or also called electrogravity propulsion. It uses two toroid fields, in which extremely heated plasma, all equified metal, such as mercury, rotates at a very high speed and in two perpendicular directions. It creates a powerful electromagnetic field, and that with is going to lift the ship. How do the ship goes to right, left, front, back, up, down? Because the ship in the skirt of the ship, in the ring around, it's divided into a lot of segments, like a cake. And each segment is going to receive an electromagnetic impulse from the core to calibrate and change direction. And it could also accelerate, slow down. It can also, the more the impulse will be, the stronger will be the impulse, will be the faster the ship will go. So the impellers are sent in trenches all around, and that creates around the ship a powerful electromagnetic field. Also, that's why most of the ships are powered by anti-gravity torsion field, and you can't approach them when the propulsion system is activated, because the electromagnetic field around, it's like so powerful that it can just hurt all the particles of your body. It creates also an ionization around the ship and an ionized shield, and you don't want to be in contact with that. It really can burn you. And when you approach a ship which is disactivated, well, you feel static electricity, you feel your hair, you know. It's quite powerful. Never go next to a ship that is landed as long as it glows. You need to wait till all the lights are off and wait a little bit, a few minutes, then you can walk towards it. If there's light, if it glows, freaking no, don't go near. You can really be badly burned. Also, when the ship is in an atmosphere like Earth with damp, it can create condensation around and in some damp planetary atmospheric condition, so then it's like you have sometimes illusion to have clouds around ships. And that's the explanation. So the thing is that the electrically polarized pulsing and rotating plasma, this can become luminescent, because of the extremely high electric charges. The interior of the ship, the habitable, is maintained in stable pressure and gravity, thanks to this electromagnetic field who maintains these conditions. And when it moves, you have no physical sensation that the ship is moving, unless you see things passing by the windows. You have no idea moving. 396. That's a torsion field, that's a toroid. That's the double torsion field propulsion. Imagine the skirt of the ship around this. For instance, you have the central core in the middle, and this is filled with plasma or very heated metal. So this is going to be induced because of the core. The core is going to induce a rotation in the toroid, like from the center up the side back to the center, vertical portion. That already by itself produced by a very heated plasma creates a powerful electromagnetic field. But if you want to create anti-gravity, you need to cross it at right angle with another one inside. So I drew a donut here, so that, B, is inside that, A. So that is inside that, and here it goes like this, but here it goes horizontally. It's not even horizontally, it's like this. I think my drawing just explains it to you. That's the inner ring. And that also has a double wall, and it's filled with either very heated metal or very heated plasma. And the speed of the rotation of these metals of plasma will create pressure. That's the speeds that create pressure. and around it sometimes you have magnets. The magnets are to stabilize and modulate the electromagnetic field. It will give the electromagnetic field levels of power like you accelerate or slow down the magnets. This is not blueprints, that's just sketches to show you how I remember it from being inside and mental images Thorhan showed me of the how it works. 397. I've seen the core engine, it's a tube inside, it's a container cylinder. That's a cut of it. So you can either have the habitat inside of the toroid. But that's not the most frequent thing. It's easy to maintain the pressure in it. But that's not the main ship. So you have the core in the middle and you have something to gather the electromagnetic field and send it also around the ship. So you have these toroids here, you see the cut and void in between. The voids are very important. I don't remember why, but the voids are very important. I think it's a question of electromagnetism. I'm going to show you other ways of putting this double torsion field in ships for those who go by anti-gravity. 398. First you can have the torsion double torsion field as a ring, and the habitable inside of the ring dot that is quite common. And you can have the ring below in the bottom and the habitable on the top, right side. That's the ship of the Federation. They are done like this. Then you can have also not a ring but balls, like all around. And these balls are little. It's metal and inside you have a double torsion field. This is a cut, right side, and so the habitat will have more space in it in the shape. And the shapes are different. They have different shape, they are flatter, more flat at the bottom. Q. Do the Zeta Greys use this methods of travel? 399. Yes they do. They do so, that's just the anti-gravity. They're all their propulsion systems, we're going to see them now. I just wanted to show you this, because it's very important, because it's the most commonly used propulsion system drive. Q. The large ship I saw seemed to be surrounded by a slight mist. What was it? That was the condensation due to the ionization of the electromagnetic field around the ship. The ionization of the air creates condensation in some damp atmosphere. So that's a mist around that. Q. Does it turn clockwise or counterclockwise? Always clockwise. There are rules, it's dynamic rules. Always clockwise. Q. Are they using clouds as a cover? Yes, of course. Of course they do that regularly. They even cloak themselves. What is cloaking? Cloaking is changing frequency. The Kilitokert have a specific way of cloaking which is a quantum reflection. They're going to project what's above underneath. But normally the Galactic Federation uses the frequency cloaking, which is raising the frequency of the outskirt of the ship, the skin, and this will make it invisible. But the ship is still there and the ionized shield effect is still there and it still creates condensation. So behind the cloud you can have an actual ship actually visible or cloaked, you never know. Q. Can they go to Transar, for example warp 10 like in Star Trek and be anywhere in the universe? Yes they can do that. Warp I'm going to explain a little bit further. They use a projection beam. They're going to create a tunnel in the space-time continuum and they're going to create their own wormhole ahead of the ship. We've seen the anti-gravity torsion field, which is the most common. Then you have a propulsion system, an engine by dark energy. What is the dark energy? Well, the dark energy allows disintegration or deformation of space. It allows isolating time and dimensions. That means bending space and time. Dark energy allows bending space and time. It's the same material you find in the portals and in the stargates. The same material they call dark energy. It requires first a flight pattern, flight coordinates, so it's basically mathematical algorithm and interdimensional geometry. I've seen them doing that. It's like holographic spheres of bubbles and it's like you look inside, it's like infinite inside. You have lines everywhere and they just calibrate the route with that. It's ultra-complex geometrical maps inside. It's like all generated by mathematical algorithm in, and it's all set in the control panel. So these are maps that depict the physical space mixed with the time factor in a three-dimensional hologram. There's a very table in Theship that does that. I've seen it. So the dark energy is also called the black goo. It's the liquid substance, visually liquid, that shimmers and waves in the portals. This matter allows bending space and time. So it's one of the most precious things that is traded in this galaxy. It's difficult to contain it, it's very dangerous. If not contained, it can be very harmful. It can destroy stuff, and if it's left on its own device, it can spread and it's difficult. So you need to really manipulate it in containers, very sealed, you have electromagnetic fields, etc., and then you have the hyperdrive or warp. So that consists in projecting a beam of energy out of the craft, and so then the craft is pulled into it rather than propelled. It's moving by vacuum. In fact, it's not really a beam, it rotates. You see, it's like a rotating double helix, but it's made with plasma, and it's projected ahead. In fact, in a very short frequency. I don't know why, that's what, 400, I've been told, in the very short frequency coupled to this helicoidal beam creates kind of distortion in the ship's gravitational field, because it's projected ahead. So the field of the ship is going to be like suddenly hovered, and it's going to pull the ship into it. The ship is literally sucked ahead. It creates, in fact, an anti-gravity wave. It projects the ship into any distance ahead, and you can of course have the ability to control and adjust the velocity. Q. The Pleiades ships that visited with Billy Mayer seem to smoothly ride the magnetic waves of Th. They do. They use magnetic fields in the universe, and when they fly in the electromagnetics of a planet, they use it of course. That's why you have markers left by the ancients, like such as the pyramids were also used as markers. They were put in certain specific positions, and you have also natural lines, like some ley lines are naturally markers as well. They're so powerful and strong that the ships use them to ride them. That saves them energy, it's electromagnetic. Q. Is that matter inside the portholes contained? It's not a porthole, is not a hole in the ship. In fact, it's you have different airlocks that will make the transition between, like in a submarine for instance. You won't go by a hole directly in it. Of course, so you have a transition, different airlocks, so that's how they contain the pressure and the gravity and all the things. Q. Does the ship move inside the wormhole, portal, or does the space moves around it so the ship moves? The wormholes are shortcuts. It means linear travel using shortcuts. Wormholes are actually black holes without singularity. They're like shortcuts. Shows the common known wormhole concept. If you want to go from here to here, linear travel takes you like light years and you're so bored. But then if you can bend space-time and find a wormhole, that's going just through it and you be instant nearly. Very short, but it's linear still, you need to travel through, but it would be way shorter. A wormhole is a portal. But all portals are not wormholes. Portals that are not wormholes act like key teleportation. It's like in Stargate movie, it's quantum leaps, it's like jump doors. Some portals are wormholes, some are just resonance jump, quantum leap from teleportation. And these ones can teleport you anywhere in time, in space, in densities, in dimensions. The wormhole will be set on one destination. The wormhole is a physical thing. There's a wormhole here, because it is a star-like exploded. But it didn't create a black hole, it created a wormhole, a hole in the space fabric continuum. It's stable. Well, not all are stables, but they all go to the same destination. The unstable wormholes are the wormholes that just don't stay open, but they are here. A wormhole that is stable is a wormhole that stays open all the time. But they go to only one destination. A portal is not a hole. A portal is a teleportation device. So you have to enter coordinates. If you go through a portal that you find and enter no coordinates, you will go to where the last coordinates were entered, last people traveled through it went. It would stay locked on that dot, so you need a frequency key. What is a frequency key? It's a mathematical calculation, it's not actually object, it's not.